Just days after Meg Ramirez-Chang finalized the date for a COVID vaccine clinic for Anchorage's Hmong community, she got a call from her sister, Navali.
When she called me from the emergency room and said, hey, I have COVID, they told me that I have COVID. And I knew she wasn't well, but to hear that from her, it just made my heart drop.
At first, she wasn't sure how bad it was. Navali, who's 37 years old, was released from the ER. But a few days later, Ramirez-Chang got word from her brother-in-law that things had gotten worse.
I just remember getting a text from my family member saying that she went back to the emergency room. But she has been in there since. Until more recently, she was airlifted out.
Anchorage doctors told her they couldn't do anything more for her, and she was transported to Oregon. Navali's now on a ventilator, and it's not clear whether she'll survive.
We are now asking for, you know, again, just continue praying for my family, especially for her, because, you know, she's such a nice person.
Her family struggled to decide whether to publicly share their story. They're concerned that attention can make them targets of anti-Asian hate. But she says they eventually decided their story was worth sharing if it could convince more Hmong Alaskans to be vaccinated.
We never want anyone to be in this situation, to have one of their own fighting for their lives, and we want everybody to be as prepared as possible.
Convincing the Hmong community to get a COVID vaccine can be tricky, says Yang Tao, who's volunteering as a translator at the clinic. Part of the difficulty is with language. Tao says it's hard to find Hmong words to articulate the difference between the Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson vaccines, for example. She says an underlying cultural preference for traditional treatment is another issue.
A lot of the Hmong people, they usually get their healings from natural herbs, you know, and the Western medicine has been a huge downfall for the Hmong people since, you know, World War II. So trying to believe in that, it's kind of hard, whether or not they're shamans or Christians.
She's been trying to get accurate information out to Hmong speakers, which she translates for English speakers as well. Here's one message she wants the community to hear, which she translates into English.
To all the Hmong fellows, you know, there is no difference from the flu shot, from the COVID shot, from the polio shot. Just check in with your physician, making sure you check in with your doctor, saying what's best for you.
She and other volunteers and health department employees are doing their best to blast out these sorts of messages. They're live streaming the clinic on Facebook, and they interviewed with influential YouTubers. It's helped get more people signed up for the clinic, many of whom are after the one-dose vaccine.
And you are here for your first Johnson & Johnson vaccine?
Correct.
COVID vaccine, okay.
The health department added offerings of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine after a last-minute surge in demand at the clinic. But Tao says it's still an uphill battle to convince the Hmong community to get any vaccine.
I see less people getting it. They're still afraid of it.
But organizers aren't giving up. Ramirez-Chang says seeing her sister, who's known for her warm and bubbly personality, debilitated by COVID, is a reminder of what's at stake.
It's the hardest thing to see her through FaceTime struggling and grasping for air and being told that she couldn't, that she can't do it on her own and that she needs to be on a ventilator again. So I just don't want that for anyone.
She hopes Thursday's clinic can help others in Anchorage avoid the pain and uncertainty that COVID has caused her own family. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Lex Trinan.